All right, so good morning. It's Dee Dee in the morning. Lady J, Michael Sean coming to us from their houses of everybody because we are quarantined. Everybody got to stay in all the way up until April 30th. Listen, here's the deal, you guys, though. We got to get to the hot topic because did you hear what they're saying now in the next 2 weeks? OMG. Get prepared, y'all. Here we go. Sadly, they're making a prediction that it's not going to look good, everybody, in the next 2 weeks when it comes to this coronavirus. Not quite sure if you saw Donald Trump did a press conference. Here's what he said.
I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. You're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel, but this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks.
You know, as I was listening to him, though, I just have one question. Why is it that the White House press and reporters still have them old school cameras that be clicking like that? Y'all hear that?
Okay. Anybody?
I'm like, they ain't got the cell phone, the iPhone 10, 11.
I think it's a sound bite.
I'm wondering too, because it's I mean,
I love that sound.
I do too.
I ain't even gonna lie. I love that sound.
But Jay, when last time y'all? When the last time y'all heard that sound?
It makes it sound
every
official.
Photo shoot.
Jay hears it every photo shoot. Exactly. She even hears it at home on her cell phone. There it is.
Okay. It actually does take that sound. If you have an iPhone, if you turn your sound on while you're clicking, it will make that sound.
Golly, man. They went crazy. There it is. Golly. I'll be like, okay, no more paparazzi. No more. Stop. Yeah, no. I can't. No more. That's what happens. When I finally come up out of the house April 30th. No. Stop. Everybody move. Move around. No. Did you see CNN host? We were talking about this, you know, with the coronavirus. The host of CNN, what's his name? Chris Cuomo actually has the virus, they say. Yep, he's got the virus. And the sad thing about all of this, I think I saw something this morning. They're trying to say doctors and nurses are getting a 20% pay cut, even though here they are dealing with the coronavirus.
What sense does that make?
I know it. So they were saying that ER doctors, nurses, and hospital staff that are treating coronavirus patients are hit with a pay cut of up to 20%. As major medical staffing firm is slashing the cost because the epidemic has caused other hospital work to dry up. And so they're cutting and they're slashing.
Oh, you mean like things outside of corona. Okay.
Because folks aren't in trouble. I mean, everybody's staying in the house and, you know.
People are scared to go to the hospital.
Yeah, that too. Lizzo is out here, everybody. Lizzo's out here giving back, and she treated the ER staff at a hospital in New York to lunch.
Hello, Henry Ford. What up? What up, though? It's Lizzo, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for all that you're doing during this pandemic. It's definitely not easy, and you guys are putting yourselves on the front line. So because of that, I wanted to treat y'all to a meal, and I really hope that you guys enjoy the food. We did everything that we could to keep it safe for y'all, so, you know, lunch on me. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being the heroes in this story, and we're staying inside, and we're praying and thinking of you every single day.
Nice.
God bless you.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah,
she has a really sweet voice.
Doesn't she? I like her. Why are you laughing, Mike?
I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm not gonna get in trouble. I'm not gonna get in trouble live from my living room. No.
All right, come on, Mike. Why not? You're already at home on house arrest almost. Come on.
Okay. But she could have cut a check. Lisa could have cut it. She said, "Nah, I'm just gonna give you some sandwiches." All right, cool.
I mean, you know, everybody's gotta eat, Mike. Everybody's
Mike
gotta eat.
Mike ain't satisfied. Do more.
She could have cut a check. She said, "Take these barbecue chips."
Well, you know, speaking of, by the way, you know, they're saying, you know, a lot of stuff selling out and stuff like that. But anybody see, they're saying that meat is selling out and that the meat sales are skyrocketing. The only thing people are not eating a lot of is bacon.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they're saying that it could possibly come from pigs.
No, they did not. Yeah, I have not heard that.
I saw one.
Rudy, they came from bats. Nobody said that.
I saw one report. I saw one report about Wuhan, and they do more than just these animals are eating feces from other things. And
pigs eat anything.
Exactly.
They've been eating feces.
Okay.
But this is supposed to come from a bat. They said this came from bat soup, not from pork soup.
Hey, listen. We all see stories.
All of a sudden,
Woody loves to make up stuff.
No, I'm not making it up.
You're not making up
the
pig?
No, but we can keep it moving.
No, but we want us to get stuck on.
Go ahead and eat some pork.
Shut up. I love me a... You know what? I love me some bacon.
I'm wrong. I'm lying.
No.
Go eat a piece of bacon.
No, I'm not. You know what? I'm done. Hey, listen. Shut up, Mike.
Rudy be throwing out information like Donald Trump for real. Yep. It's random. He's all one thing.
Go eat a pork sandwich. Have a pork chop.
She don't eat pork.
Well, I
don't eat pork.
Eat some cheese.
She don't eat no meat like that. All she eats is chicken and fish. So there it is. Huh,
Jay? Let him know,
I did. Chicken, fish, and turkey. That's all she eats.
She's going to be eating back.
And possum.
Boy. Ma'am.
What? I'm joking. All right. It's Dee Dee in the morning.